gray hair is not a sign of wisdom. So to be good at something, one has to pay the price to learn, else one may not be wise. As a designer, when you grow in your experience doesn't mean you shouldn't continue learning. Even with a lot of experience in your belt, someone younger can be better than you because he has learned one or two things.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series Podcast. I'm Luis Kangede, and today I'm joined by Otto Bong, Senior Product Designer at Zalando in Berlin.
Thank you, Luis. I'm excited to be here.
To start the show, give us a brief definition of product design.
That's a good question because there's a lot of definitions around it. But I would define product design as understanding the business of design. What I mean is designing solutions businesses can sell to their customers and also to recommend to others. When it comes to designing products, you're not just designing product to stay in your phone or one person's phone. You're designing product to stay in devices of millions of people. Diverse cultures. So that means product design belongs to the business community. Business community has to sell this product to succeed to the public, to the users, or to their target audience. Understanding the business part of it makes you succeed in delivering a great product. So without that basic understanding, people fail to deliver products that will scale into different areas, into different diverse cultures. So, and every business has an audience and has a target. So balancing this dynamics makes you succeed as a designer.
Brilliant. I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product design mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
That's a good question, actually. Let me start by sharing a mantra. What did you learn from every mistake? Now, the most important part is owning up and taking responsibility for mistakes and the attitude. I keep the lessons, but I forget the mistakes. Because when you learn something, it stays. But when a mistake comes, you see it and you say, I know this, how can I handle it? So for me, the lesson sticks and stay better. I think the message out here should be being able to own up and taking responsibility for them, then learning from every mistake.
Wow, thank you. What's then the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
Gray hair is not a sign of wisdom. Why? Acquiring wisdom requires humility to learn. Learning takes determination. Thus, you have to be determined to learn, to be knowledgeable and wise, which comes as a price. So to be good at something, one has to pay the price to learn, else one may not be wise. So the common wisdom, gray hair is not wisdom, doesn't mean as a designer, when you grow in your experience, doesn't mean you shouldn't continue learning. Even with a lot of experience in your belt, someone younger can be better than you because he has learned one or two things. So the whole message here is being determined to learn, stay focused, stay knowledgeable. That's how you acquire wisdom. That's how you even in life, that's the way I see it. Yeah. There is this quote, if you're the biggest fish in the pond, leave that pond. So I tried as much as possible to measure my life in my career, especially when I get to a certain point in that career, I need to get a different challenge because I don't want to stay in that place and become a dinosaur. And you know, be taking in. Taking in means learning from others, learning and growing, but giving out too much without getting in is also bad. So you have to keep pushing yourself, keep getting things that challenge you. Yeah. Yeah.
What's working best in your product design process right now?
I would say the discovery phase of it is a sweet spot. It can be tedious. It can require a lot of investment and requires a lot of open-mindedness and collaboration for you to get it right. Once you get it right, everything falls into place. At the discovery stage of your product design, if you do not do the research and collaboration, asking questions, you can build the wrong product. Once you get it right, every other design will fall into place. Yeah.
Makes sense. And what's the one thing every product designer should learn?
The one thing I would say is to learn how to read. Why? Leaders are readers. Be a junior designer to mid-level, to a senior, to a principal. There is a leadership trait you have to possess. And when you read, it sets you apart. And there's great wealth found when you read books written by people because it took him time to document those things down. Back early in my life, maybe my secondary school level, I found out that it wasn't enough for me to get further until I started to read and adopt the attitude of reading, which has set me apart now. Buy what is necessary. Don't just buy because of pressure or what other people are reading. Buy because you need it. Finish it. Take the lessons down and go to the next one.
Thank you for that. On to the last question. What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
Good question. I gave this answer recently in an article. It is being open to feedback. It's a possibility that As an experienced designer, no matter the level you are, you can be confident. And there's a thin line between confidence and ego. So receiving feedback openly has really changed my relationship with people. I became aware of things I didn't know, and it helped me remember the next time. Untamed confidence can lead to ego. And as designers, ego is the greatest enemy to success.
Yeah. Thanks, Otto Wong, for joining us today and sharing all these amazing insights with our audience.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.
Senior product designer at Zalando in Berlin. Thank you everyone for listening.